got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Excuse me. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's amazing that it is Friday already. Again, it is Friday. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. The biblical question, why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? A biblical question. And it's such an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around this morning, this evening, this night, Saturday, because it's already Saturday in your country, Saturday morning or Saturday night or whatever, and you're not able to just sit and watch the show, you can podcast the shows. Of course, you can podcast, but you can be listening anywhere in the world, around the world, or flat earth or up and down the world. Amazing. On your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, what the, have your comments read out loud. Go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And it's still Open Line Friday. We always have Open Line Friday. But first, Friday is Black Friday, for those who don't know. And the reason is because we love black people. And we don't want them to feel left out. What the? We have every day but Black Day. And I hear all the time, you don't care about the blacks. You don't care about the blacks. And I'm like, what's wrong with the blacks? You don't care about the blacks. That's okay. We're going to have Black Friday. And we take all calls about whatever. But every Friday is Black Friday. The way it was.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
He black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? what's wrong with the blacks? We're dealing with that and everything else. And we do love the blacks. If you don't love all people, you love none. And that is so true, I don't even know what to tell you. If you don't love all, you love none. We are instructed by the one that created the universe that we must love all, even our enemy. I give you a new commandment. You must love all or you love none. Isn't that amazing? And so all you little people who think you love some people, but you don't love the others, you hate the blacks, but you love the whites. You love the whites, but you hate the Jews. You love the Jews, but you hate the Alauaba people. You love the Alauaba people, but you hate the Mexicans. You love the Mexican, but you hate the Chinese. You love the Chinese, but you hate the transgenders. You love the transgenders, but you hate the abortionist, the women who kill men babies in their wombs. No, you don't. If you don't love all, you love none. Isn't that amazing? So we love the blacks. Amazing. I said yesterday that we didn't get a chance to get to all the super chats yesterday. And so I want to start out with that.
Super chat.
Super.
It took just 2 days to make a nice.
No.
Jack Bennett, 32, 17 coffees, very generous. What's the secret to making boys first? Also, Trump, 2028, American flag emojis, American eagle emoji, and exclamation mark emojis.
Amazing. I can't tell you on air. About the secret to making boys first. And yes, Trump 2028. And then 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. And then 2032. 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. And then 2036. Trump forever.
Yes, sir.
The dream team. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Forever. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. And Lin Yen Chin. Oh, the nerds did take revenge. /ID. Nice. Show your ID to get out of the library that you terrorized. What was that story?
Oh, yeah.
Place?
In the
Columbia University.
Yeah. They locked the doors when they went in protesting. They did something amazing. Not by choice, but by force. Because Trump took the money away from the school. So it's not like something they want to do. But all these people barged into the library there. And they...
library.
Library. What did I say?
Library.
Oh, yeah. You black. And so they, like, locked them in. And then they started, like, let us out. Let us out. But they had to show ID. And they found that... some of the people weren't even students at the school. Isn't that amazing? Thank you. I appreciate that.
Very nice. Thank you, Lin Yen Chin, who also says decision is the balance of desire versus perceived consequence. The aim of being to expand on the range of probability that defines quality of life. Relax.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin. Pardon my reading. Kim, three coffees. Jesse, the man I'm dating, went off on me last night, telling me how I'm not supportive and how it's like he's talking to a wall because I have no emotion towards his. He went off for about an hour by himself because I did not feed into what was driving him. And oh my, I felt so much peace the whole entire time. He even said, I don't love him. As soon as he said those words, I felt nothing but love for him, a love I could not explain. I also realize he's not the one for me anymore. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
Amazing.
Says Kim.
Kim, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Right on.
Nice.
Amazing.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Lin Yan Chen says, Lord Goodhair, unlike humans, intellectuals pursue the ruin of this language by forcing the implicit to take explicit form. This is why they overuse qualifiers. I know, man. By ignoring the value of phrasing. Exactly, Lin Yan Chen. You know what he's saying?
No.
For example, Trump says, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And implicit is that there's exceptions. Duh. Thank you, Lin Yan Chen.
Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee.
And Trump was so right about that. Huh?
I know.
What manner of man is Trump? The wind at sea obeys him. Amazing.
Yes, sir. Someone bought a coffee. I'm listening to you, Jesse. I am starting, just starting, to understand that anything I asked to bother me is only because I'm allowing myself to be a slave to emotions and a victim of my ego.
Right on.
Pretty cool.
Amazing. Jay, what would happen if you were to come out of your movie right now?
To come out of my movie?
Yeah. Right now, if you were to come out of your movie right now, what would happen?
I would be easier to watch. I feel like.
I mean, thank you.
Nice question, by the way. Thank you. Blunt Wit says, since Jesse brought it up, I liked to cry because I like to laugh. It's the fine print of joy. Rim shot.
There's a thin line between love and hate. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
And handy news over on pilled.net/JesseLeePeterson gifted the can.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Appreciate it.
Aaron G., sometimes a thought will be funny and I will laugh. Is thought because it snuck up on me? Pardon the wording. I don't think it's worded correctly,
right.
But is that...
I don't understand it.
Is that because it snuck up on me? A thought will be funny and I'll laugh just by from a thought, not something from what actually happened.
And the question about it is what?
Is it because it snuck up on me?
That is funny?
That I laughed.
Oh, I don't know.
Asks Aaron G.
Aaron G, I don't quite make the question a little clearer.
Thank you,
you can
sir.
Call me or you can super chat. 888-7753-773. Thank you.
There is one line open.
Yeah, I don't want to answer if it's not clear to me. Thank you.
I can't say this name, although because I figured out what it was saying. MADAFAKA. It's White Boy Summer. Thank you, sir. Or ma'am.
Amazing. Thank you.
What the? Stuck in New York, a subscriber on pilled.net/JesseLeePeterson. Pretty cool.
Thank you.
Also gifted the can.
Stuck in New York.
Yeah, stuck in NY.
That's a horrible place to be stuck, especially now. What the? Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet also subscribed.
Thank you.
Gifted the cookie. Uncle Jesse, is the new Pope going to be a tick beta? What the?
I think this Pope is already tick. I don't know yet, so I'm having a wait and see. But I have a soundbite coming up where I guess he agreed with it or something. I don't know what kind of Pope they got now. What the? But we'll see. I have a wait and see attitude about it. Thank you.
And can you tell I'm in a movie?
Huh?
Can you tell I'm in a movie?
I can tell.
Oh.
Probably the average person cannot tell.
Right.
Are you thinking about that?
Yeah. Because I'm like, dang, is everybody in the chat see I'm in my movie?
No, they don't see it.
Lin Yan Chen can see it, probably.
You can't see if another person in a movie, if you're in a movie yourself.
Well, you can kind of see sometimes if they're more obvious.
99% of the people. You turn it all red.
Pink. I strayed away from the super chats. I'm sorry, guys. We got to catch up. Eric bought three coffees.
99.9% of people cannot see you in a movie. You're right now in a movie theater.
I'm crying. Lin Yin, I mean...
Do you feel uncomfortable right now?
No, I'm fine.
Can you think everybody see you in a movie? What would happen if you came out of the movie?
I'd be natural.
So why don't you come out of the movie?
That's a good... Yeah, you're right. No, that was a question.
I know. That was a question.
Can we move forward, though?
You didn't even know you were in the movie until I mentioned it, huh?
No, I kind of knew a little bit.
Oh, you did?
But, I mean, I didn't...
You didn't know.
I never worded it that way. I did definitely didn't have those... I didn't have the words.
Oh, amazing.
In a movie.
Now Nick was trying to come out of his movie.
Eric bought three coffees.
Amazing. Thank you.
Be still and know God. The silent prayer teaches us that in stillness, all is provided. It's only in our imagination that something is missing.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Amazing.
Cool, man.
Thank you. Absolutely. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Amazing.
Tweak gifted the cookie on pilled.net, as did Handy News, another cookie saying cookie war. Pastor Chatelet said cookie fight. One cookie helps support more Coonan. L blank G. Let's blank and go. Handy News. Tweak also gifted more cookies.
Thanks for the cookie, y'all. The cookie batter. Bottle.
Tweak said, wait until Jesse sees what a cookie war is over here on Pilled.
Check out Pills.
Burt Cocaine.
Thank you all.
Two gifted the cookie.
Right on.
Just asking three coffees.
Ask!
Is listening to a man that has his mother's spirit the same as listening to a woman?
Yes. 110, 120%. 100,000%. Amazing. But don't be angry about it. Don't judge.
Nice.
Amazing.
Vanessa bought a coffee. It's a beautiful morning here on the West Coast, USA. Jesse, my ex-husband, wants all of our kids in public schools. What the? I've been homeschooling them for 10 years. Homeschooling is amazing. Parents, please stop sending your kids to public schools.
It's amazing that parents don't love their children enough that they would keep them home and educate them. Because they know it's best for the children, but it's not best for their ego. Isn't that amazing? What the? Thank you. I hope that you're able to work that out where you can continue to teach them at home, because the public schools is evil, pure evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Tweak gifted yet another cookie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jody Samurai. My sister told me I should get in touch with my divine femininity. I was so offended. So I told her she worshipped a Jezebel spirit, and I blocked her number.
Nice. Amazing. Joel asked Joel Friday, what movies?
Wouldn't you like to know?
The movie. Amazing.
The movie of your life in your head. So-called life.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young says, free Diddy, !!!
Free Diddy. Nice. His trial's supposed to start next week, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I may be wrong, but I believe I heard that today is the last day for the picking of the juror.
Somebody said somebody's going to start naming names.
Well,
bring everybody else down with them.
Apparently, they were saying this morning that one of the women who was supposed to testify against him has changed her mind.
Cool.
So we'll see what happens. What a mess!
A change of heart.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Before change. Nice.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Eli Ja, as always. Kid Combo 1-555-555-565, Wolf 336, Diane D, Misty, El Alacran, and Army Ann. Thank you guys for the support over on the D Live crew, as always. Kelly, five coffees. Thank you.
Thank you all, D Live, and thank you, Kelly. Amazing.
Josh and George, a biblical question response.
Why should anything upset you at all?
Nothing should ever upset me at all. I see getting upset as just another vice. I have no control over it, so if it happens, I just watch it and avoid judging or identifying with it.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for responding to the biblical question.
Seeker, Is it an affront to God for us to imagine or aspire to specific things in life, like living in a big home, performing on a stage before a crowd, or being with a particular person?
No.
It's not an affront to God to
Wouldn't
aspire.
Wouldn't that be an affront to God?
An affront to God is like kind of insulting to God or trying to usurp his authority by having it going into your imagination or aspiration, desires for specific things in life.
As long as you don't put, I mean, God gave you the ability to have the talent to do those things, but then just don't put them first in your life. You can take it or leave it kind of a thing. But, I mean, some people earn livings that way, your job is that. So as long as you don't make it your God. But, yeah, you have a talent given to you by God to do those things. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Good morning, JLP. It's a rainy day in northeastern PA.
A rainy day in Georgia. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Amazing.
Who also says Black Friday sale on aisle 5, no cutting in line.
Don't say that. They'll start fighting. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, just got your cameo from my mama. Amazing.
Oh, we love my mama. She's my favorite girl. A mama's love is so special. It's something that you can't deny. It's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. My mama always taught me how to say hello and thank you, please. Oh, mama, my heart belongs to you.
It's a nice song. A bit long, but it's nice.
Amazing. Da-da-da-da. We have, today is the last day for the Mother's Day special on the cameos, the shout-outs on cameos, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, Mother's Day shout-out, congratulations shout-out, encouragement shout-out, birthdays, whatever, a special today, and it's been all week, today is the last day for it, so get your shout-outs in. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. And happy Mother's Day, ladies.
Hayden with a super chat, but no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Hayden.
And over on YouTube, Hayden also says, please interview so-and-so. He has such-and-such proving something. And nice. Thank you for the tip, Hayden.
Thank you. Send it to producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. Requests like that. I appreciate it.
If producer, I remember, though, I shall pass that along to the proper producers.
Yeah, hate to pass it on, too, but producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. Right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Kabir Diddy. He black.
He black.
Kaya in in North Carolina.
Hey,
I remembered. I'm like, what's this extra N for?
Hey, Kaya.
Kaya and NC.
Happy Mother's Day, Kaya.
Walking through the, that's right. Walking through the trail like a white person today. Happy Black Friday. She black.
She black, but walking while being white. Amazing.
On the inside.
On the inside, black on the outside.
I continue to say, I feel like Kaya. Simsation, welcome, a new JLP show member channel supporter
right on
YouTube. That's cool.
Thank you.
Shout out as well to Old Saucy, Age of Inversion, Pastor Chatelet, Son of Liberty, LGB, and the rest of the supporters, Digitus Extractus, the monthly subscribers on the Rumble crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. I really do appreciate it. Amazing. Thank you. So, I want to go to, I believe it's Maya out of Michigan. Maya, welcome to the show. Yeah. You're on the air.
Oh. Hello. Hi.
Hey, Maya.
Hi.
Hi, Maya.
Hi.
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 Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hi. You're welcome.
I have a question for you, Jesse.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm going to ask it clearly, but I hope you can understand what I'm... I think, you know, I've been following your show, and I think you've mentioned, and I feel like I kind of get what you're saying, but if you can clarify, that we can't control what happens in a way, right?
Zero.
So we're... Right. So then... Until, and I've called before, and I kind of come to a realization of certain things.
Uh-huh.
So I agree with you. But then what is the point of all of this? Like, why are, if we can't control anything, why are we going through this process?
Going through what process?
Of coming, of having to realize that we can't control anything, and then going through... having to figure, or not figure all this out, but becoming aware of all of this. Like, what is the point of it if we can't control any of it?
To come out of your hell, your illusions, which are the emotions and thoughts and things, so that you can have a life. The whole purpose...
But if we can't control it...
If you can't control it, what?
So, but you, I think you also mentioned we don't control us coming out of it, right?
Right. You just become aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the awareness, which is the light of God that's bringing you back to the Father, will destroy the illusions. Because you're really just, you're in a fog. You're in a movie theater and you don't know it. You think the movie theater is real.
So,
you think
I guess,
the picture.
What is the purpose?
You think the. So, I know?
So, do we have like a life purpose, do you think?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes. And that purpose is to overcome your hell.
And then what?
Live.
And that's the main purpose?
Yes. Because in living, there's so much more to it. One great thing about living, God can create love through you because you will be of love, and it will be He who is creating love through you. That's what He wants to do. He wants to create love right here on earth.
And I guess, I mean, I don't know if this is answerable, but why not just do that? Why do we have to go through this whole process?
Why does He... Why doesn't God create love?
Yeah, like, why isn't it already the case if we can't control anything? It
seems like... Well, that's because it's only to be done to those who want to be of love. And most human beings, most, they love being evil. They love the spirit of evil. And they don't want love. So He's not going to create love through someone that doesn't want to be of love. Most people love being in... They love being revengeful. They love being judgmental. They love being afraid. They love being emotional. They love judging and all that. And God's not going to help those who just not want it.
But
He's
they're not
going to bring
control of it.
He's not. I'm sorry?
But they're not in control of it, right?
Meaning what? No, they are being controlled by the spirit of evil. But they think they're in control. They think that it's there, but they're being controlled by evil.
Okay. So that makes sense to me. So can I ask you, I've already asked you a lot of questions, but can I ask you another
one? You can. Can you hold a minute? Let me take a quick break.
Sure.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. We have the Catholic have a new pope. And I still don't understand the purpose of a pope. Why pope? Quick break. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Welcome back, Black Friday, 888-773-7773, 888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, Monday through Friday, the Hake, H-A-K-E report.com, from 9 to 11. And then today, not Joel Friday on Friday. Joel Friday is Monday through Thursday at 11. And Friday is a brand new, there's always a brand new episode. Well, not always, but a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. So today at 11 a.m., brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. Very interesting discussion with David Silverman. And David is an atheist activist. He was formerly the president of the nonprofit organization American Atheist.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm an atheist, okay? I live inside reality.
Why are you jealous of religion?
Believers have this peace of mind that I wish I had, man. And you're speaking from a level of supreme ignorance, Jesse.
I'm black and slow.
I'm not answering any more questions until you answer me. That's bullshit.
Because
that's bullshit.
You're lying. Are you in control of your own life? very interesting discussion. At 11 a.m., you can be a member of TheFatherState.tv right there on YouTube and all that. Thank you for your support. And locals as well, today at 11. And then at 12, right after TheFatherState.tv, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on fire. Major. At 12 noon Pacific time. And happy Mother's Day. Sunday is Mother's Day. So this is the last day for special cameos. A discount on cameos shout outs, right? Personal shout outs. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peters and get yours in while you can. Last day for special discounts. Whatever the shout out might be. Mother's Day, birthday, encouragement day, hallelujah day, whatever day. All right? Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I'll see you on Sunday in the fellowship, Sunday morning fellowship. If the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Come on down. Let me go quickly back to Meyer. Maya, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
You're welcome.
So the purpose is to overcome your hell.
Okay, so that makes sense to me.
Okay.
And so my question is, it goes along with this that we don't control everything, because right. I grew up with a sense of over-responsibility for things, so that means kind of trying to control a lot of things.
Right.
So I understand, like now I'm coming to this realization, you know, that we can't control things or anything. But what does that look like in real life? Like, for example, I'm a teacher, and so I feel I have a responsibility to do my best, right, for the students. But sometimes they're not giving their best. And so, like, practically speaking, I know I'm not responsible for how much effort they gave. So I guess if you can give a concrete example in real life of how do we draw those, how do we know where our effort stops for others? You know what I mean?
Yes. Your only effort is to, as a mean of earning a living. God gave you the ability, which is done to everyone, to earn a living on earth. He gave you the talent to be a teacher, to go in there, thank God for be grateful for the opportunity to earn a living, to be a teacher. So you go in there without competing against other teachers or anyone. You go in and you be the best teacher that you can be. And then the students in the class, those students who are working on themselves to be the best student, meaning doing their best, not in competition with other students, they will become the best student. And those that don't want to be the best student, you flaunt them. Don't pass them on to the next grade because they did not earn it. It's not your responsibility at all to make them become the best teacher. I mean, student, that's on them. Either they do it or they don't. It's not your responsibility at all.
So
I remember the good old days, if you didn't make the grades, you could not go to the next level. If you're in the fifth grade, you can't go to the sixth grade or the next grade unless you earn it. And no one cared if you didn't go to the next grade. And so you would feel the pain of not doing your best, and it would make you do your best so you could get, or otherwise you feel stupid because all the kids know you didn't fail. I mean, that you didn't pass.
Right.
That's not on you. It's up to the child.
Okay. So you're just focused on your part and you let go. So you're saying if the students, I mean, obviously, like the students that want to do are going to do it. You're giving your best, and the students that don't want to and fail, it's on them.
100%.
To take that responsibility.
100%.
So where does the.
Because if they don't, hold that thought, but if you don't, they'll grow up thinking that somebody needs to encourage them, someone needs to push them, or they're going to get it free anyway. It traumatizes them in a way that words cannot express.
Okay. And what about compassion then? If you see someone that needs help but isn't getting it, or do you think compassion isn't necessary?
Real compassion is allowing that person to do it for themselves and don't judge them. Just realize they don't want it or whatever, right? Real compassion is non-judgmental or non-judgment.
Okay.
And fake compassion is when you try to, when you think that you can help someone. That's fake compassion. Okay. Or even when you think, except for your children, when you think that you're responsible to help someone else, that's fake compassion. That's not love. That's hate.
Okay. Can I provide another example?
Real fast.
To see if it's compassion or not.
Okay.
If, let's say in customer service, tipping, for example, if you give a generous tip because you see maybe, I don't know, is that considered compassionate or not? Because you know that somebody's relying to, their livelihood relies is based on tips.
No, that's not compassion, because their livelihood should not be based on tip. Their livelihood should be based on the monthly or weekly salary, hourly salary that the owner of the company is paying them. You have no responsibility to tip anyone if you don't want to, because if you do it because, this is their livelihood, or if you're doing it because you're trying to look good or feel good or make them think you're a good person, then it's zero compassion in it.
Okay. You should do
tipped because the person just gave you amazing service and you just want to say right on, thanks for the amazing service, but not to get a thrill or to have false compassion for them. Because when they go to a cafe to get a job, you haven't made a promise to them, I'm going to give you a $50 tip. The promise was made by the boss, I'm going to pay you $20 an hour.
Right. Yeah.
For a service.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank you.
Any part of that you disagree with?
No.
Amazing. So you're working on yourself?
I am.
Nice. You stay with it. Stay with it.
Okay.
Stay with it. Stay with it. And practice stand out of the movie. Be aware of the movie, the picture in the movie, but stay out of it.
I'll do my best. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Michael, first-time caller out of Nashville, Tennessee. Michael, welcome to the what? Oh, right. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
All this well, Michael.
Yeah, just the first time calling.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, first time caller out of Tennessee, Nashville. Welcome.
Yeah, my question to you is, I got a lot of fear. How do I get rid of my fear?
By dropping the anger. Going through the anger, drop the anger, fear will disappear.
But the thing is, I don't have any anger for nothing.
Well, you can't have fear then. Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, definitely.
She's gone.
Oh, she's not with us anymore.
She dead. How do you know you have fear?
Like for example, when I see a beautiful girl I want to talk to, I don't talk to her because I'm scared I might get rejected from her.
Oh, okay. Here's what you do to overcome that fear. The next time you see a woman that you want to talk to, shaking in your boots, go and talk to her. And you will go through the fear, and the fear will disappear, because you will see that the fear was just an illusion. It wasn't even real. It was in your mind, but it's not reality.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You said shaking my boots?
Yeah, meaning that you're gonna be aware of the fear, right?
Correct.
And then the fear is going to tell you, oh, she's going to reject you. She's going to laugh at you. She's not going to talk to you. You're going to look silly. And be aware of that happening in the mind, but talk to her anyway. And the fear would disappear because it's just an illusion in the mind. It's not real. But if you don't go and do it anyway, then the fear will control your life. It will prevent you from doing the things that you want to do in life. But once you go through it, shaking in your boots, meaning don't do anything about it, just be aware of it. Don't call it you, and go and talk to the girl anyway. I promise you the fear will disappear.
Mm. You know, Jesse, you know what helps me out sometimes is when I drink a little alcohol and all of a sudden I can do it.
But I
drink a little alcohol so it can give me like a little courage, but then I don't really want to do that. I want to stop that, you know?
Right on. When you want to do it in your weakness, fear is a weakness, right? So acknowledge, recognizing yourself that you are weak, and then do it anyway, you shall be made strong. It's in your weakness that you're made strong. So talk to her anyway, shaking in your boots, and don't worry about the outcome of talking to her. Don't worry about, don't think about what's going to happen, how she's going to react or not, or how you're going to react or not. Don't think about the outcome. Just do the take advantage of the opportunity. The opportunity is to go and talk to her. Don't worry about how it's going to turn out. You'll be fine.
Also,
you ought to be single-minded and not double-minded.
What do you mean by that, by single-minded and double-minded?
Single-minded is you see this woman and you want to talk to her, and you just go and talk to her. Double-minded, you see this woman and you want to talk to her, but now you wonder what's going to happen. Oh, I'm afraid, or she's not going to talk to me, or I'm going to look silly. That's double-minded. But if you see the opportunity and just do take advantage of the opportunity and never think about the outcome, you are single-minded, and it's going to be amazing how you live your life. A double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways. A single-minded person will have an amazing life.
So a double-minded person is unstable.
Yes.
Interesting. I never heard of that.
Yeah. Because they're I want to go and talk to her, but I'm afraid to talk to her. Well, I want to go and talk to her, but if I do, this may happen. Or I want to go and talk to her, but then I'm going to look this way, or she may reject me. That's a double-minded person. But a single-minded person, they see someone they want to talk to, they just go and talk to them. Never give it a thought of how it's going to, the outcome of it. Don't worry. Don't even think about that. That's a single-minded person.
That's very interesting. Okay, and also back to you talk about anger all the time. How do you know when you have anger? That's another thing I wanted to ask. I don't have anger, but how do you know when you have anger?
You have fear, you have worry, you have doubts, you have suicidal thoughts, you have jealousy, you have envy, you are afraid, you are lonely, you're everything. That's the proof that you have anger.
I'm trying to figure out if I have any of that stuff.
Well, watch yourself, meaning watch the thoughts and the feeling, and you will see if you have it. Once you see it, don't call it you. See it. Do nothing about it, and it will be taken away from you.
Can you explain that a little more?
Let's say that somebody ticked you off. They made you angry.
That they what?
They made you angry. Let's say that they made you angry. And instead of yelling at them because you're angry, just see the anger, but don't yell at them. Don't blame them. Don't overreact. Just see it. And the spirit of the truth, which is God, would take the spirit of anger away from you, because anger is evil, it's hatred. And God will take that away from you because it's not you. It's a spirit that made a home in you.
So, like, for example, if someone cuts me off on the freeway and then I don't get mad, that's a sign that I'm not angry?
100%. Let's say that someone cut you off at the freeway and you get angry. Oh, I can hit a dumb driver. Well, no, it must be an illegal alien. instead of doing all that, overreacting like that, just see that something in you want to make you angry. And you just see the thoughts coming and the emotion of anger. If it should happen, just see it. Do nothing about it. Don't blame the person that you think made you angry, because the anger was already inside of you, and it had nothing to do with the driver on the freeway. It was already there. And just see it, but don't overreact. Don't call it you. and it will be taken away from you.
Also, my family sometimes they, they say they do. They say they're going to do something, and then all of a sudden they don't do it.
Right.
You know, like I look forward for them to come through what they're going to do, but then all of a sudden they fail me, and I guess I get a little upset when they fail me.
You do.
Yeah, a little bit. But I don't think about it anymore. So what do we think about that?
But that is a sign that you have anger. So the next time that happens, just see that you have anger. Do nothing about it. Don't blame. Don't say, well, I'm angry because they didn't come through. They didn't do what they said they were going to do. That's not the reason you're angry. The reason you're angry because you were traumatized as a kid, and the anger is inside of you already. And that situation is just bringing it up in you, something that's already there. And so when that happened, don't blame them or don't say you're mad because of this or because of that. Just see the anger. And then the next time they make a promise they're going to do something that they don't do it, it wouldn't bother you at all. You can take it or leave it.
So then... What do I do in a situation like that again?
Don't get angry at them. Don't say, well, they didn't keep their word. Now I'm mad about it. They make me mad. They didn't make you mad. The anger was already there. So do nothing about it. Don't blame them. Don't yell at them for not showing up. Just overcome the anger so the next time, if they don't keep their word, it wouldn't bother you at all. You'd be free.
So in other words, just don't even, when they don't come through, just don't even think about it. Put my mind on something else.
Stay present instead of putting your mind on anything. You move on with your life. They didn't show up. They didn't come through. Oh, well, fine. No problem.
So just continue what I'm doing. Maybe washing my car. Or-
yes.
Cleaning the house or whatever, basically.
Absolutely, because now you see that that person can't be trusted anyway. They're not going to keep their word. But don't be mad about it. Be glad to see it. That way you don't rely on anyone but yourself.
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
And are you doing the silent prayer?
Can you tell me about that? What is that silent prayer?
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, and all the information and instruction is there. I want to encourage you to do that and let me know what you think about it. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay, let me ask you another question.
Yes.
One thing I do fear, I got to admit, one thing I do fear is going to hell.
You're already in hell. Everyone that has fear is already in hell. Fear is hell.
Really?
Yeah, you're already in hell. Now you want to come out of hell.
But I'm talking about going to heaven. I want to make sure I go to heaven.
Hold on. Let me get you to heaven. Hold on. Don't hang up. 2 more hours to go. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Hold on, Michael. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
It's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. all kinds of mess. And what type of mess is it? Let me tell you. But, well, this one is not mess. Judge Jeanine Pirro of Fox News fame. And she was famous before Fox News, let's face it. Now named or nominated, I guess, by Trump as U.S. Attorney for D.C. Pardon me, I'm breathing hard. Ed Martin got pushed back in Congress. He was supposed to be it. So Trump had to name a woman. He has all the Fox News people in his being picked for different things in his administration and other things. Cool, huh? And there's an American Pope. I'm putting quotation marks because that's what they're calling him, is American. Okay? I mean, he born and raised in America. Shout out. Pope Leo the 14th, I believe. XIV, right? XIV 14. Hopefully I'm getting that right. Formerly known as Robert Francis Prevost. Or Prevost. Prevost. Pardon me, American anchor baby would know. French Creole kind of a name. I think he's part Creole. Kind of like Joelle Friday. Creole of color. Pretty cool. Anyway, so congratulations to him and congratulations, Catholics. You got a new pope. And people differ with him on different things. But hey, whatever. That's the way of the world. And it is the world. It's not necessarily full-blown church. A lot of Catholics disagree with the notion of these latest popes. So disagree with stuff since the 60s. Anyway, India and Pakistan, there's some drama going on post that terror attack in that area. So we're wishing you guys well. Whose side are you on? Hopefully nobody's, but I tend to like the India people, but I like Pakistan too, at a distance. Anyway, President Donald J. Trump has elevated, this is fake news, not fake news, and none of it is from Fox News, it's all from Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. There is one line open, you can call in right now during fake news, not fake news, and JLP will be right back for hour two of Black Friday, May 9th, AD 2025. Our greatest president elevated yet another Fox News personality, grumbles Jade Walker on Commie Nonsense Network. She's jealous. To a position of power. Thursday, Trump announced he is appointing Jeanine Pirro, that's Judge Jeanine Pirro, as the interim U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., a lawyer slash not liar, perhaps, hopefully, even though she is a woman. But shout out. After his first pick, Ed Martin received pushback from so-called Republicans on Capitol Hill. You know, because I guess the Senate has to approve these picks. I don't know. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth previously worked at Fox News. So did Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who is not morally straight as the prior transportation guy. So right on. And Dan Bongino, the host of Unfiltered with Bongino, you've heard of him, I'm sure, on Fox News, now serves as deputy director of the FBI. Pardon my stuttering. And Tulsi Gabbard, director of national intelligence, also a paid contributor to the network. Pardon my superfluous syllables. Pope Leo XIV, former Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost. I don't know. I'll have to ask Anchor Baby. The first American to be elected pope, will reveal more about the direction he wishes to take the Catholic Church in the months to come. If you've never heard of the new pontiff, that means pope. There's a few tidbits about his background. 69 years old from Chicago, stepped into his role as the 267th pope. 267 popes since St. Peter, right? On the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, a beautiful cathedral, I might add, I'm pretty sure. Thursday, bearing a message of peace. Nice. He has chosen the name Leo XIV. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour two.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family, excuse me, by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. That's 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. If you're running around and you can't just sit and watch the show, but you like to still hear it as it is happening, you can listen, you can podcast the shows, all the shows, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Friday. And we take all call, but every Friday is Black Friday. The way it was and the way it is now.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? Not all, not all, not all, but most. Amazing. Let me go back to Michael, a first-time caller out of Tennessee. Michael, you had another question for me or statement?
Yeah, I don't want to go to hell.
Oh, but you already in hell.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you figure that there, Justin?
Anyone that has fear is in hell. Anyone that has worry, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, depression, anyone that's shy, anyone that want to be like someone else, anyone that judges, anyone that's lonely, anyone that looks for love, anyone that's anxiety, all that stuff, you're in hell. That's what hell is. Anyone that believe in thoughts and emotions are in hell. And that's what hell is. And if you drop your body in that condition, that's why God is giving you a chance to overcome it while you are living, so you can live in hell. And when you drop, in heaven on earth, and when you drop your body, however you drop your body, you're stuck there for eternity. If you drop your body with anger, you're already in hell. And if you drop your body, once you die from your body, there's no way out. That's forever and ever, ever and a day. So you're already in hell, Michael.
So So if those are some of the things that I got, so how do I just eliminate that?
Number two, by admitting that you're in hell, you're angry, you're playing God, and emotional, you have fear. When you can admit it, you can see it. And when you see it, do nothing about it but see it. Live with it, sleep with it, walk with it, stay with it, eat with it, but don't call it you. And God, the Spirit of Truth, is trying to bring, it will bring you out of those things, out of hell, out of thoughts, out of feelings, and all that crap. And you'll be free. But do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com, so you can see those things inside of your imagination and emotions, and they will, God will take them away from you. Those are evil spirits, and you're one with them when you identify with them, you're in hell. But he'll take it away. That's why you must forgive. You got to forgive your mother because she traumatized you, made you angry as a kid, and once you became angry, you enter into the same hell that she's in. Because mothers don't have love. They only have hate. And so she, except for those mothers who are now working on themselves, but she turned you away from your earthly father and brought you into the hell that she's in. You became like your mother when you became angry at her.
Oh, wow. So if I have any of those things, then I can actually drop them then.
Yes, by becoming aware of them and don't call them you. Don't say, I am angry, or I am lonely, or I am suicidal, or I am this or that. Stop identifying with hell. Then you will start to identify with heaven. It would be amazing.
Notice that and then drop them.
Yes.
And then just start living my life day by day, whatever I normally do to live my life.
Yeah, live your life. Get up and go to work. Go out and wash your car, your truck. Do what you do. And don't ever live in the thoughts again. Don't stay with them. They're not you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. No such thing as a true thought, except the one that tell you you got to go wash your truck, or you got to go to work, or you got to have lunch or dinner or something like that. Those are practical thoughts. But all those thoughts about you, are not true.
So I am shy, I am lonely, and that is...
all lies. True. Not true at all. Those are that's the hell that live in your imagination, your thoughts. And you have identified with that. And you're calling it you. And it's not you, but it feels like it's you because it lives in your mind and your emotions. But it's all hell. It's not you.
That's very interesting. I never really thought about that.
Well, you do the silent prayer and just watch the not you, all right? You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings, the good ones or the bad ones. You're not your fears. You're not the this. You're none of those things at all. Zero. So stop calling them you.
You said you had some, I heard that you guys had some counseling too, right?
Yes. Go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND if you want to make a counseling appointment, either by phone, Skype, or walk-in.
Where's your place at? Where's your location at?
In Los Angeles, California.
What's your address out there?
6146 West Pico. That's all on the website. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. All of the information's there. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. But we in the West LA area.
Yeah, I know where that's at. So it's West, you said West Pico?
Yeah, 6146 West Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles.
And you got your office down there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you have a church too, right?
Yes. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Amazing fellowship, Michael. You're going to love it.
Where's your church at there, Jesse?
In the same place.
Oh, right there in the same area. You have it every Sunday?
Yes. So go to... Michael, I got to run because of time, but go to RebuildingTheMan.com for more information, all right?
Fantastic. Thank you. Amazing.
Amazing. You stay with it. Stay with it. RebuildingTheMan.com, or, and then the church is RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Okay.
And then you have to make an appointment. You just can't walk in. You can make an appointment for be counseled by phone or Skype or walk in
person.
In person, you have to make the appointment there.
But you also have church services, right?
Yes, sir. Every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
You're the main guy out there, right?
Yes.
I need to go over there and listen to you. You're beautiful.
When you stay with it, you haven't seen anything yet, man. You're going to be free. But you got to work on you, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Amazing. So let me tell you this. The Pope, they have a new Pope. And I still don't know what the person... What's the purpose of a pope? Really, I don't. And it looked like, I don't know, again, I'm waiting to see. They may have another liberal pope. And you know, liberal popes are ticked. But we'll see. I don't know yet, all right? But I still, it doesn't make sense to me. I saw these people over at the Pope house. And they were standing in the Pope yard. And the Pope was inside of his house. And he had some friends over. And they were having a little party. And they were trying to decide who the next Pope going to be. And they wouldn't let nobody else in the house. It's just them. Everybody else out in the yard. Hundreds of people, maybe thousands. In the Pope yard. And guess what they're waiting for? They are waiting for some black smoke, a white smoke, to come out of the Pope chimney. Isn't that amazing? They're standing around looking up at the roof to see what color the smoke is. And the Pope won't let them in the house. What the? And it's crazy to me. Just think about this. A bunch of human beings go to the Pope house, and they stand in the yard of the Pope house. The Pope not going to let them in, even if it's raining. And they're waiting for smoke. And they get a thrill. If it's white smoke, they get a happy thrill. If it's black smoke, they get a sad thrill, a disappointed thrill. That doesn't make sense to me. ABC News. The Catholic Church has a new pope. American Cardinal Robert Priebus, I believe, has been elected the 267th pope. Pontiff, whatever that means. He has chosen the name Leroy. And as a single cardinal deacon announced. Watch this from CBS Evening News.
It took just 2 days to make a momentous decision.
We're going to smoke.
For the 100,000 people in St. Peter's Square, brought together by a spiritual connection, elation. Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost stepped forward as the 267th Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. The name he took, Leo XIV. An American who is also a citizen of Peru and is now the Bishop of Rome spoke in Italian.
Dio ci vuole bene. Dio
God loves us.
Tutti.
God loves you all, and evil will not prevail.
I can't believe it. I'm so in shock.
USA! 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 USA!
Prevost only became a cardinal in 2023. Born in Chicago, he joined the priesthood of St. Augustine at the age of 22 and spent most of his priesthood as a missionary, working for more than 20 years among the poor in Peru, where he eventually became a citizen. Known in Rome as the Latin Yankee, Pope Leo is seen as a centrist on issues like helping migrants, equality for women, and the environment.
Liberal. They got a liberal pope. What the? Jay, why does the pope, why did he change his name from Leroy to?
From Leroy?
What's his name? Oh, Leo?
From France, from Robert Francis something?
Oh, yeah, from Robert.
Prevost?
From Robert to Leo.
That all popes do that.
Why?
I don't know. It's tradition. Don't ask me. I'm not Catholic, and I'm ignorant.
Nobody
well,
knows.
Well, you can ask me. I can probably
No one knows anything about why. Those people are so stupid. Yeah, they are yelling and
USA.
Screaming.
You know how Simon became Peter, and he's like the first pope, right? Wait, who was the first pope?
Peter was never a pope.
Yeah,
but they say who they say is the first pope.
Yeah.
Who they say is the first pope? Who do they say is the first pope?
But Peter was never a pope. Peter was Peter.
Anchor baby knows. Yeah, Peter was Simon before he was Peter. Jesus called him Peter, the rock.
It's that, for that same reason.
Peter means rock.
Right, but it ain't mean pope. Right?
Right. I'm talking about how the Catholics see it.
Oh, how they see it.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
I'm asking if they see
Anchor baby is a genius.
Peter as the first pope. If so, then it makes sense because Simon and the name change, that's probably what they're doing now.
It is.
But when Christ said that...
No pope has picked Peter.
Oh, too controversial.
No pope, according to Brave AI, has chosen the name Peter out of respect for St. Peter, the first pope.
But when Christ said, I'm going to build my house, this is the type of person will build my house, he said that because Peter saw who he really was. Saw that he was the son of God and not God. And so is that kind of man that God built his house on. Not he mean for them to go and get a man named Pope. And then some stupid people sit out at the Pope house in the yard and carry on like that.
Yeah.
What a mess.
I'm with you on that. Shout out to the Catholics.
Shout out to the Catholics. Somebody told me last night or yesterday evening that the reason that the Pope house is built where it's built, right there in that area, because Peter, the guy you're talking about,
yeah,
that his body is buried there.
At St. Peter's Basilica in Rome.
Is that true?
According to tradition, I believe that is true.
They said that there's a little tomb or something there, like a statue-looking thing in the yard.
Yeah.
At the Pope house in the yard.
And, like a column?
And Peter buried there.
Buried underneath the, like a column or a pillar? Shout out. It's a bit morbid.
That's like putting ashes of a dead person in a little bottle and sitting on a shelf.
Ew. You want to see?
See what?
Yeah, I want to see. Whoa, that's him?
He's underneath the tomb of St. Peter.
Obviously, he's underneath
St. Peter's Basilica.
Peter's buried under the Pope house.
Yeah.
And the Pope sleep in the house.
Pope doesn't sleep in the cathedral, the basilica.
Close enough.
Does the Pope live in the
but
house?
But he does live in that city called the Vatican.
Correct.
City / independent state.
But he doesn't stay at that house where their body's buried, right?
No.
There's something like... 400 residents in the Vatican.
How many?
Something like just a couple hundred.
They live in their house?
Guards.
No,
Swiss
guards. In the Vatican, right?
In the Vatican.
In the whole city.
Right.
And so, according to the tweets, here are tweets from Pope Leroy.
Oh. Old tweets?
A couple of tweets here.
Oh, not that
They're
old.
Unearthed.
From X.
Correct.
Unearthed from a few months ago.
Yeah, this one. Correct from a few months ago. In response to J.D. Vance about some news about the migrants, Robert Prevost posted, J.D. Vance is wrong. Jesus doesn't ask us to rank our love for others. So he's being critical about J.D. Vance here.
I don't think J.D. Vance made any such claim.
About
he probably said you take care of your home at first. Probably said something like that and not take care of other people's kids.
Oops.
But that's not about loving others now, first.
What did he say?
What J.D. Vance said?
Yeah.
I'm speculating.
But we can't speculate.
I can too.
Why?
Because.
But maybe
because J.D. Vance doesn't say, oh, we love others first. That doesn't sound like something that
J.D. would
say.
So why would the Pope say he said it then?
Because Pope would be interpreting in such a way so as to rebuke.
So do we know exactly what J.D. said?
If you read the article, maybe you can find out the quote.
Oh, okay. The Pope is to it.
So the second tweet here.
The Cardinal Dolan from X. What did he say?
Why Donald Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric is so problematic. So here he is reposting an article by the comments of this Cardinal Dolan.
So this
seemingly maybe in approval, but it's not entirely clear.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Probably.
The establishment Catholic Church has always been very problematic with regard to immigration in America. Because a lot of these so-called immigrants and illegals coming in are Hispanics, Catholics. And so the Catholics, and also they have that false compassion for the alien.
So they don't have...
So Catholics, the Catholic Church has an agenda that's against American interests.
They don't have any conservative popes. All the popes are liberal.
So far, I mean, lately, when you say popes, you mean priests or whatever, cardinals or whatever
these
people
are? Like that. With the
candidates.
That one that was waving out of his window where the white smoke was coming from. I mean, that.
I mean, decades back, we had some popes whom the conservatives seemed to really like. But no, that's not the direction of the dominant culture now.
Ever since I've become aware of the Pope, they've all been liberal.
Right.
So I don't think they've gotten worse. I don't think they have conservative popes. They have beta popes.
Well, you'll have to ask you'll have to ask a Catholic or an historian who knows, because I seem to recall a prior Pope in particular. The name doesn't come to mind, who was actually pretty solid.
He was conservative?
I think so.
Nick, were you a Catholic at one time?
No.
I was
my family, they were all Christians. Like we went to like hoop and holler kind of Christian churches, like Latino ones, but they wouldn't hoop and holler. And then I went to Catholic school.
Oh, you did? No wonder you're so smart.
And so
you didn't go to public school.
Yeah, it's strange. In Canada, Catholic schools are a strange classification between private and public. Because I went to Catholic school with Muslims.
Wow.
With hijabs and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people went to Catholic schools. You had a Jewish couple, elderly Jewish couple. Pardon me, elderly people. Shout out. On the Fallen State several months ago. And that guy went to Catholic school, and he loved learning the Bible stories and doing the prayer stuff.
My cousins out here, they went to Catholic schools, and they were very smart.
Nice.
They got a really good education.
Shout out.
All three of them went to Catholic school. They ended up getting amazing jobs, and they didn't have to go to college because they were so well educated in the Catholic school at the time.
Yeah. I got smarter during homeschool I got better educated, I guess, during homeschool. And doing stuff from home from going to school.
Are you still smart?
I like to think so. But it's very up for debate.
What?
It's up for debate.
Well, the Pope has been chosen. And the Pope appears to be a liberal. They picked the first American Pope, they said. And he would get a liberal.
Yeah.
What the?
I do notice that even the conservative, very conservative Catholic people are kind of defending the office of the Pope and against this political disagreement.
What?
the conservative Catholics
right.
are defending the office of the Pope as the vicar of Christ on earth, the representative of Christ on earth.
Yeah, right.
Saying not everything is about politics.
Christ was not a liberal.
I know, and you know.
So he wasn't a...
And they know, too.
He was not a vagger.
Vicar?
Vigor.
Right, we're vicars.
What's a
supposedly.
Vigor?
The representative of Christ. You're supposed to represent Christ. But they think only the Pope does, and not the real Christians.
Really?
Normal, real Christians.
You should say vicar, not vicar.
What?
Messing around.
You made a joke about the vicar versus vicar.
Nick, we had a quick soundbite about this woman passing out on Fox News last night. You had that soundbite?
Fox News.
This woman would be, I guess he would be an interview.
Is it in the packet?
Derek is sending it to you now. Oh. There was this woman, she was on one of the Fox News shows last night. I guess it was last night. May not have been last night. But she was being interviewed, I believe. And so she was just sitting there talking. And the interviewer was talking to her. And all of a sudden she went like this.
Whoa.
She fell out of the chair on the floor. And the host like, what the? I remember once. Remember, I passed out here on this thing one time.
Cameron. Oh, yeah, I do remember that. That was traumatizing. Cameron, Camryn. This young lady's name, mildly attractive, like Derek said. Cameron Kinsey passed out on live TV, according to Men's Journal. Shocked the host, by the way.
Yeah, I did.
Panelist. Yeah.
And why?
Appeared to pass out. It went viral on X on the evening yesterday, May 8th, 2025.
So it didn't happen yesterday or today. It just, somebody.
I think it did happen yesterday. And it went viral yesterday.
Oh. Let me know who you're getting it.
Waiting for someone to communicate with me.
Yeah, Derek is working on it right now. He hasn't gotten to you yet. He didn't have it. He didn't know I was going to ask for it. So, but he's working on it. But we'll get to that. 888. So they got a new pope. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Chuck out of New Jersey. Chuck, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
All is well, Chuck.
I noticed you made some rather unflattering remarks about public schools. And, Here in New Jersey, we have, I'm sure they probably have it in California as well as the rest of the country, they have institutes of technology. And you can go there. They're public schools. You can go there to learn various trades like automotive technology, advanced manufacturing science, biological sciences, computer science.
Speak up, Chuck. Come a little closer to
your phone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can now.
Yeah, I got it right to my mouth.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, like I said, here these schools are alternative high schools. Actually, they're not alternative. They're another type of high school that students can go to from grades 9 through 12, and even adults can attend there to improve their learning in various fields such as engineering.
Are they public school? Is it still a public school?
It's a public school.
But and public so school. Will you would you ever take the risk of sending your child to a public school?
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
why?
Sir. Because these schools like these, they're run a little bit different than your regular high school is.
Well, Chuck, hold on for me. Let me take a break, all right?
All right.
Okay, hold on. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Understand that song. Wanaka,
that's like, third world black.
It's all like Indian, you know, over there in the Indian country.
Or what's like Somalian.
Quick announcement. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. We have a Mother's Day special going on for cameos, personal shout outs, and today is the last day for it. So get your requests in. Go to Cameo, CAMEO. .com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And for Mother's Day gifts, we have amazing merch for you to get for your mothers or your wives or whatever, right? We have Punchy's Coffee. Good. My own coffee. We have mugs and t-shirts and all kind of amazing gifts, and she will love them. And she's going to see that you love her for getting her the merch. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop, all right? And then for your personal shout-out, birthdays, wedding, happy Mother's Day, or whatever, encouragement, go to cameo.com/jesseleepeterson. So get the merch at jesseleepeterson.shop, anywhere in the world. And the cameos, we have a special going on for the cameo thing. Today is the last day. Support us on social media. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JesseLeePeterson. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. PILLED.net/JesseLeePeterson. Like, follow, subscribe, and all that. I want to go quickly back to Chuck. Chuck out of New Jersey. Chuck, you said I said disparaging things about the public school?
I said you said unflattering things about the public schools.
Like what, for example?
I'm just hearing you talk about it in a rather unflattering way, but I'm not going to go into that.
Yeah, the public school, parents who send their children to the public school hate their children. And that's why they send them there. There is no way I would send my child to a public school. And the mothers hate the children, and they don't mind sending them there. They love complaining about what happens at those schools. But those public schools are evil locations now.
Okay.
Am I right?
Having said that, I'm not going to comment about that. I specifically called to talk to you about
What did I say that
Jesse,
is disparaging?
Jesse, let me finish. Let me finish about
Chuck,
the public vocational schools.
Tell me first, I'm giving you that information.
What?
What did I say that was disparaging about the school?
You just said it. I don't have to repeat what you just said. You just said,
I mean, unflattering, unflattering. What did I say?
Is that a flattering remark to say that a mother hates her child because she sends her to a public school?
No, that's true.
I mean, that. Okay. So that aside, what I'm talking about.
If a mother loved the man's children, would she send them to a public school?
To a public vocational school?
Or would she stay home and raise her child?
Yeah, she would send them to a public vocational school from ages from grades 9 through 12. If that child...
Whatever you're talking about, Trace.
I am. It's a public school.
I called you specifically
to talk about a public school.
Chuck, I'm putting you a hold. I wanted to ask this question, then I will let you promote your little private school thing. But I want to know, if a mother loves the man's children, would she homeschool them or would she send them to a public school? What do you say about that?
If she loves her children?
If she loves the man's children, would she send them to a public school or would she stay home and teach them at home?
Let me answer your question this way, okay? Let's say that child, the boy, he wants to be a mechanic. Do you think a mother has the capability of teaching a boy about mechanics at home?
You didn't answer my question yet.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I answered it.
No,
but
you didn't
like the answer.
The question was, if the mother loved the man's children, would the mother stay home and homeschool them, or would she send them off to a public school?
If she loves the man's children, and obviously the man's children is her children too, and that children expresses an interest in something that could benefit them throughout life, like, for instance,
you're not going to answer that question?
I'm answering your question. You keep cutting me off. How rude.
Chuck, thank you for your call.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hey. What the? If the mother homeschooled the man's children and the boy wanted to learn a trade, they'll figure out a way that he can teach himself. You'd be surprised. In the good old days, the kids taught themselves. They want to learn how to build a house, they're going to build a house. My ex-producer, Sean, he's like that, self-taught. Because his father was an example, he was self-taught. Build homes, tear homes down, kill deers in the wintertime, all kind of stuff. So that's not an excuse. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Arizona and talk to the first-time caller, Seth. Seth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Seth.
I just had a question about, forgiving my parents.
Yeah.
I was wondering, should I be, coming up with a list of stuff that I was, upset about?
No.
Or just... No?
Uh-uh. All you need to do is see that you are angry and go and forgive your mother for imposing her will on you like that, recreating in her image, and forgive your father for not protecting you from her. You don't need to remember all things. You just need to see that you're angry.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was pretty fast. Can I ask you a bonus question?
Yeah.
Do you think that we should have any, hate at all?
Any what?
For anything? Any hate for anything?
Zero. You should never have hate, period. There's never, ever, ever, in all honesty, man, Seth, there's never, ever, ever, ever on any occasion for a person, man or woman, to be angry. Never.
Well, see, I'm just kind of wondering, what about, Bible verses like Proverbs 8:13, where it's like, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. What about that?
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. It doesn't mean to be emotional about it. It just means that when you love God, you appreciate him. That means you're one with him. And when you reflect on where he's brought you from, you are coming away from evil back to good. It doesn't mean you're going to judge it or be emotional about it. God is a dispassionate God. He is not an emotional God at all. Anyone that has emotions are children of the devil. They're children of evil.
Okay, so it's like a dispassionate hate, kind of.
No, it's you neither accept evil or reject evil. You have no opinion about it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I'm planning on doing it as soon as possible.
So have you forgiven your mother?
No, not yet.
Why have you done it already?
Well, honestly, I didn't think it would be, but it's less scary to ask you about how to do it than to go do it, you know?
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Wow! Is it normal for a 30-year-old man to be afraid of his mother?
Well, it shouldn't be, but nowadays, you know, the world's all twisted up.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
I recommend, now that you see you have this anger and you want to overcome it, shaking in your boots, you got to go and forgive your mother.
All right. And, you got it.
And don't have no expectation from her. Don't expect her to apologize, to admit anything. If she blame you or your father, let her react in any kind of way she want to. You apologize for being angry at her for what she's done to you, and forgive your father for not protecting you. I promise you, you'll walk away free.
Do you think if I'm forgiving them, should I do it like together with them in the same room?
If the opportunity comes and they both are in the same room, yes. If not, you take advantage of the opportunity. If they're separated, do it then. If they're together, do it. Whatever opportunity comes that you might do it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I wish you well.
I wish you well too.
Thank you. Amazing. Here's the lady that passed out on Fox News, I guess, yesterday, right? Yep. Yesterday, watch this.
Ideology, or it's not about.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here. Lydia, the. President, we're going to go to a break right here. We'll be right back.
That's amazing. Huh? Did I look like that when I passed out? I just went like this.
Yeah. You were kind of like that, but you were just hunched over. over the desk.
I didn't even know I was passed out. I was like, what the? Wow, that's weird to see her pass out like that. Huh?
Yeah,
all of a sudden, it's like she went. Into her head.
She had like a mental thing.
Yeah.
And then closed her eyes. And she thumped on that floor.
I know. She didn't just lay down.
Yeah.
She fell down. Because what happened at Fox News, I believe there's a little, you like sitting on a stool.
Right.
Like a high chair. Sometimes they have a little thing there that the chair's on too.
Yeah, like a platform type
thing. Yeah, sometimes they do. And so she's, it's like, you ain't just fall right there. You fell.
Yeah, and you heard the thump.
Yeah. And that guy didn't know what to do. He's like,
yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And he leaned forward like he was maybe going to act like he was trying to catch her.
Yeah, let me see it again.
But it was like a little too late.
ideology, or it's not about.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here. Lydia, the President, we're gonna go to a break right here. We'll be right back.
It's crazy how it looked like she went unconscious or something. Huh?
Yep.
Like her eyes rolled up into her head.
I didn't notice that, but she was
like
droopy and then closed and then.
Her eyes went like this all of a sudden.
Over.
What?
She looked a little prettier than that, even in her fainting.
I wish her well, though.
Me too.
Let me go to William out of California. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, William.
That's good. That's good. How do you like Donald Trump's picking Jeanine Pirro?
I
think she'll do a good job.
From what I know of her and heard of her as a judge before, it sounds like she will do a pretty good job. I'm just not in support of women being in leadership, but then she's under the authority of Donald Trump. I think she may do a good job.
Right, right. Just because he's up under her, I don't think she should do too bad.
Right. So I wish her well.
Congratulations to her.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah. And that thing about the Pope, I'm Catholic. And, when I was growing up. Yeah. Now, there was more conservative Catholics when I was growing up.
Really?
Yeah, a lot more.
And what happened then?
I don't know, because like the last few popes that we've had are actually they've been liberal.
Do you know which pope was a conservative?
It may have been in somewhere down in the 80s or the 70s, you know.
Oh, okay.
But it's been a while. Yeah, the last couple that I remember have been liberal, most of them.
Being a Catholic yourself.
Yeah.
Why is it that Catholic people seem to be happy about having a liberal pope? Do they think Jesus was liberal?
I don't know the answer to that. I think they know that they're liberal. But, you know, like you said, you know, they have a lot of liberal. Like I said, I've been a Catholic all my life since birth. But I've seen things over the years where, you were speaking about the they actually physically hide illegals in their parishes and facilities.
What is the purpose of a pope?
I don't like that. I don't like that. I can't get that so far up. I don't even get into it too much, Jesse. Like you said, there's people outside waiting in the smoke. Not that deep into it. One thing you do, you were talking to a caller about schools. I went to them all my life. I didn't know anything else but private Catholic.
Yeah, Catholic schools at one time, the education system was very good. I don't know what it's like now, but you used to get a good education at the Catholic school.
It was pretty good. I went to a Jesuit high school and I went to Catholic schools all my life. And maybe I didn't appreciate it as much as I do now from what I see the results these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of which, it's like Black Friday, there was a brawl that I wanted to talk to you about in Mississippi at a restaurant. When you know, you got this security guard, man, in a restaurant full of women. And I think your producer has the video.
Yeah, I saw the video. He showed it to me this morning. That was a fight there in a cafe in Mississippi, and the blacks are fighting again. Black people love to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
they had that question about the gorilla and 100 men. Well, I tell you, if you make that 200 black women, I think that gorilla might have a problem. Because if you look at this video, this guy had beat up the whole club. They're all women.
I think we have it right now. Do we have it?
You do.
Derek just telling me right now, my producer, that we have it. Nick, let me know who you're getting ready. Go ahead, William.
Hey, Jesse, there was weaves and shoes and teeth all over the restaurant. It's embarrassing. That's why the thing about it is I do it like you do it. I take it all the way to the top. I don't want to beat around the bush and say mildly. I don't want to sit up there and agree with them when I'm talking to them just to get along with them. I do like you do, Jesse. I bring it all the way to the top. What is wrong with you guys? This is why nobody wants to be around you. Yes, public schools are pretty bad, and that term about sending your kids to any of them.
Yeah.
It is something to it, Jesse.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's that fight, William, that you mentioned down in Mississippi. Watch this. Nice.
Man, one of them got thrown on the ground. He picked her up in the air. One of them threw one girl in the air and threw her on the ground and everything. I'm like, this is...
It's about time these women think that they can fight with men and men not going to fight them back. I love the fact that they got to fight the women back. He punching them like he punching a dude.
Yep. He wasn't playing around with them.
That's for sure.
He had his hands full. But, you know, James and I talked about this theory about the behavior of being savage-like. And we had a joke about dragging your knuckles. You know what drags their knuckles is apes, you know. And, you know, they get extremely agitated when you talk about anything about them, because what happens is the first thing they want to do is say, well, I want to see the whites and see what do they do in the same situation. But the thing is like you go to the top, Jesse, you don't even beat around the bush to them. You go all the way to the top and you just ask them, yeah, but what about what I just asked you? And they don't seem to take to that too well.
And then I got to run here, but I think that, I mean, I know that America has allowed the blacks to be angry and blame, especially white America, and blame them for it. Black people are angry, and they're angry not at racism or not at slavery or not because of anything, is that, like all people, they need to return to the Father. They've been turned away from their fathers. They have their mother's spirit, and that's the anger that we see. But instead of telling them that so they, some of them can overcome it, they have been told by the race hustlers, it's the white man, it's racism. And the race hustlers
are
doing
all that,
they're doing it for the money.
Yeah, they use all those things for an excuse.
Yeah,
know?
What a mess, huh?
They'll be sitting in a college, and they'll say, I'm oppressed.
Yeah.
How are you oppressed when you're going to a major university? There's nothing you can't do that a white man can't do anything you can't do.
Michelle Obama was talking about you transitioning, and that in the White House it wasn't as easy as y'all thought. I had to pay for things.
She
up there complaining.
Yeah, I know.
In the White House.
About the staff and what had to be paid and all of it. You know, I don't even. Yeah, that's crazy, man. But it's Black Friday, and I like it the way you do it. You turn it up to the notch where it needs to be so they have nowhere else to go but to explain it to you, Jesse. What is wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks? Thank you, William, from California.
All right,
I appreciate
you take
it.
Care.
All right, buddy.
All right.
I got to take a break. One more hour to go for. When I come back, speak to your calls and your super chats. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Good news. Our greatest president fired a black female librarian, and Hakeem Jeffries is ticked about it. And congratulations to One America News Network, now providing news for VOA, Voice of America, I guess, according to reports in the U.S. Agency for Global Media, cleaning up the liberal media and turning it normal. And we are dozing the Great Lakes restoration. It needs some dozing. It may need some restoration, but it may need some dozing as well. Doge, Department of Government Efficiency. And Boardwalk Empire's Michael Pitt allegedly fought his ex-girlfriend. He got arrested. So we're praying for you, man. And for the gal, Barbara Bush got a stamp, the late Barbara Bush. That is George H.W. Bush's wife, W.'s mother. She got a stamp unveiled by First Lady Melania, fellow First Lady. Barbara Bush, no longer First Lady. She's up in heaven or somewhere. Rest in peace. Department of Education saving $1 billion, cutting $1 billion on so-called mental health programs in schools. Also a great Doge cut, Department of Government Efficiency, cutting waste and fraud and mess. And Don Bacon, a so-called Republican from Nebraska, my first time hearing of him, looks manly, but he's against renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. In Congress, I guess they set a bill, even though Trump already did it. They want to make it extra, extra official, but he doesn't. He calls it seventh grade stuff or sophomore stuff. So I don't know about him. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Black Friday, formerly known as Get It Off Your Chest Day. You can still get it off your chest even on Black Friday, even if you're not black, although the blacks do get priority. The lines are full, guys. You can call in every so often, though. 1-888-775-3773. That's 888-77-JESSE. And if you're overseas, or if you know about overseas calling and you figure out a good, preferably free, boomer-friendly, easy for idiots way to call from overseas to our 888 number or 800 number for calling the bond office, 1-800-411-BOND. That's 1-800-411-2663. Let us know how to do it so that we can share the good news with others on how to call in. Tensions remain high, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, and they probably do, between India and Pakistan. Both countries continue to blame each other for violence in Kashmir. Nice name, huh? Kashmir? With a K. The latest breakdown in relations was sparked by a group of gun males, I call them, not gun men, who killed at least 26 sightseers in the disputed region of Kashmir. I guess it's kind of border area, but it's also very attractive to tourists, they say, near like the Himalayas or in the Himalayas area, something like that. At least 26 sightseers were killed in that disputed region. New Delhi, that's the capital of India, I guess, blamed Pakistan for harboring terrorists, and they retaliated by downgrading the ties between the two countries and suspending their participation in a crucial water-sharing treaty. Wow. They deny... You've already heard. This is old news. But Pakistan denied involvement in the shooting, and they responded by suspending trade and expelling Indian diplomats. You're out of here. This week, India launched missile strikes on Pakistan in supposed terrorist areas, targeting what they called terrorist infrastructure, killing at least 31 people. Shelling from Pakistan then claimed the lives of at least 16 civilians, I guess, in India. What a mess. We're praying for you guys. Terrible. And Trump firings. The white on the inside White House fired Librarian of Congress Carla Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, Carla with a C. On Thursday, Carla became the country's top librarian in 2016. Wow. That was under Obama, okay? And had about a year and a half left on her 10-year term. She was the first woman and the first black person to hold the position. Democrats swiftly criticized Trump's action, Donald Trump's unjust decision to fire Dr. Hayden, Lord Carla, in an email sent by a random political hack is a disgrace. So the blacks are mad. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. Why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? Why? Really? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. Rebuildingaman.com/show. And if you're, like, busy sending a man's children to a public school or something because you don't love your children, his children, you can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. You can podcast. You can listen by calling the listen line at 635-615-4131. 635. No, I'm sorry. My bad. 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131 on your iPhone or iPad. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Friday. It's the last hour of Friday show already. And it is Black Friday. The way it was in the good old days. And where it is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just, like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? I have been saying for 35 years now that white Americans should not be afraid of the so-called N-word, right? And that is just a word made up in order to create affirmative action people, reparation people, and then now DEI, which are all the same thing. They don't want that word to go away because the people who create those words, they are doing it to use the blacks to get money and perceive power. It's about that. So they create DEI people for fake power and money. That's all it's about. It's not about anything else. That the word is not even real. It's a made-up word. And if you don't react to it, the word will fade away. Because they can't use the word against you if you're not afraid of the word. But white Americans have been afraid of the word. And there are some white people who are starting to speak up now and say, whatever, right? I'm going to use the word if I want to, they say. And that's taking the sting out of the word. And when as children of God, men and women of God, you are not supposed to be affected by anything, and especially words. Evil people use words to hurt you. And if you're an emotional person, you will be hurt by it. Fear or sadness or false happiness or something. You're not supposed to be affected by words. It's an abnormal way of living. It's not normal. And human beings should not be that way at all. But most people are affected by words because they're angry and they are separated from God. But there are white people who are starting to not care about what blacks or anyone think about that word. They're using it, saying what they want to say. And then there are still black people reacting to the word, the N-word. And they are doing it because that's all they know to do. And it get them attention, and it makes you feel sorry for them if you're pitiful. Blah, blah, blah. And they control the whites. That's why they're doing it. Here's Lily Gaddis after Piers Morgan asked if she wanted to be remembered as a racist leaving his debate show. She was on Piers Morgan, and he asked her, do you want to be remembered as a racist because you're using that word? Watch it from Piers Morgan, Uncensored.
One more time. I mean, you've been so unashamedly proud of being a racist today, proud of using the N-word whenever you feel like it. You've had a bit of time to think about this. Is that how you want people to leave this panel debate, with thinking of you as a disgusting racist?
I don't really care what people think about me. As long as you care about what people think about you, you have no power and you lose your country. What I care about is freedom of speech. And if you're not allowed to say the most offensive things in this country, you do not have freedom of speech. I don't care what anybody says. So that's the main crux of this situation. We have lived for far too long in a country where you can have your life destroyed. And people say, oh, she doesn't need this money. Her life's destroyed, by the way. She'll never be able to get another job. She's got children to have to support. And I don't want to live in a country where you can say an inappropriate, rude thing, which, by the way, black people can say things to white people all the time and they never get canceled. There's no backlashing about this. I want to live in a country where people are allowed to say what they want unashamedly.
I rest my case. It's unfortunate, but yet nice and right that this woman is leading the way with that. Why are the white men leading the way with that? Why are the white men just saying, you know what? I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. You're going to think what you think about me anyway. Why do I care? Just think about it. Why do you care about what another evil human being think about you? Another person, period. But especially if they're evil. Think about that. Something is wrong with you. And something is wrong with the white people that they have allowed themselves to be controlled for over 70 years now with this fake word. Right on for her. And Piers Morgan tried to present it. Does it bother you that you're going to be remembered as a racist leaving this debate show? That's not even a normal question. White men, you should be leading the way, and Lily should be following you. If the men are not afraid, the women won't be afraid. And here's a clip of Piers Morgan daring Lily to say the word N-word. And I want you to watch how this guy, Mark Lamont Hill, is freaking out. This is all thrills. This freak out to the word is just thrills. And the thrills is supposed to affect you, the white people, so that you would not say that word. Lamont, no, he doesn't care at all about that word. He wouldn't care if a black person used it, would he? Would he? But he, watch how he's going to overreact when Lily is having this conversation with Piers Morgan. Watch this.
I want to live in a country where people are allowed to say what they want unashamedly. And you can, you will
go
not
on then,
have
say it. Say
you
the
will
M-
not have
go on, say, go on, say the M word. Go on.
No. I don't want you to invite this woman to say a racially harmful term in front of me, because I'm the only on here. So if she says it, I'm the victim of it. So please don't invite her for ratings to call me the N-word, because that's basically what it's going to be. There's a bunch of white people up here, you and one Uncle Tom on the left here, and asking her to say the N-word while I'm here is ridiculous. You would not sit here with a Jewish person and say, please use a Jewish slur in front of this Jew. It's ridiculous. I understand you don't have any bad intent, Pierce. I understand what you're trying to do.
But we already know she's racist. I hear you.
And I don't want to invite a racial harm to me.
I hear you.
Oh, beta. But no. All drama with no meaning but the intent to control. Why would Lamont be affected by what Lily or anyone else on that panel say? All that was just emotional drama with the intent to control. That's all that was. White people, you've made a horrible mistake. I give it in to the blacks and being afraid to be yourself. Your children are suffering for it now. They're being beat up in these schools and workplaces, and they're being attacked on the streets. This generation right here are suffering by the blacks because you didn't speak up 70 years ago. And you brought out the worst in the blacks by being afraid rather than showing love, not judging, not being angry, but speaking up. And now your children are suffering for it, because the fathers, the men, did not give the finger to the blacks with that word. It's just a word. It will create it. And then you notice that over the years, the black race hustlers have used that word, and the white liberals have used that word. Look how many laws they have passed. Not one law has not been good enough for them, and none of the laws work. But what it does, it controls you, and they get their money and power. Fake power, but power. That's all they ever wanted. And they get it when you are afraid. This is a spiritual battle, and this is evil. Lamont carrying on like, he should be ashamed of himself, carrying on like that over a word. And it's all an act. It's all an act. Really. It's not real. Look at Jasmine Cricket. Jasmine is making a livelihood out of attacking white people in the media, and she's supposed to be like a government representative, right? She doesn't care at all, because she knows white people are not going to do anything about it. They're going to vote for her again while she make money and perceive power. Money and perceived power. When will you work on yourself and overcome fear? Fear is an illusion, and it's not your friend. It's amazing, too, how long white Americans have been living in the fear of that word. This is from WHAS 11. In Louisville, Kentucky, on February 6, 2006, a Louisville high school drama teacher was escorted out of a school Monday as Jefferson County Public School officials investigated whether or not he lose his jobs. In December, Paul Dawson called a student the N-word after the student used the word with him. Watch this from WHAS 11. This is amazing.
Valley Traditional High School is in the middle of a racial controversy right now. A teacher used the N-word towards a student. The word is only six letters long, but the impact is far-reaching.
And what did he say specifically to you?
Sit down.
He was hanging around his teacher's classroom door in December. The teacher told him to sit down, and the teacher says that Keyshawn used the N-word first.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door. And I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do.
The school district says that is not what they trained English teacher Paul Dawson to do.
He tried to say I said it, and I didn't say it, and no one else in the class knows that I said it, because I didn't.
Dawson says that students use the slang version of the N-word at Valley High School all the time. He says N-I-G-G-E-R is a racial slur, but says that students use N-I-G-G-A as often as they'd say dude or hey man. And Dawson says as much as he does not like the word, he still used the slang version to feel more comfortable with black students.
Amazing, huh? When I said Monday, that was Monday, February 6, 2006. That wasn't like last Monday. All right. Isn't that amazing? Paul Dawson said that he just wanted to understand why the word is used so frequently among black students. Watch this.
Why is this word used so frequently? So,
'cause they don't care?
I just don't understand it. And I'm trying to understand it. I need help. Yes, I use I've used it. I admit it. I put the H on it to emphasize it's that, you know, please. You know, can you lend a pencil?
The blacks use that word all the time because in real reality, it doesn't mean a thing. It does not affect them emotionally at all. They've just been told by their leadership to pretend it affects them emotionally so that the leadership can get money from it. They can sue white people and all that kind of stuff. Amazing, huh? So I guess back then they differentiated between with the A or with the ER, whatever. But in reality, people, it's fake word. It has no meaning. The blacks use it all the time. And this teacher was suspended for 10 days. And he said that he would never use the N-word again. Watch this.
What kind of example are you setting for your students if you use a word that you don't want them to use?
Upon reflection, that's not good.
Dawson was suspended for 10 days without pay from January 9th to January 23rd, and he has to go to diversity training. He says that he's learned from this experience and hopes that others think twice before using the N-word.
I will never say any form of, you know, I'm scared of that.
Paul Dawson says that he is sorry for the way things were handled, but Keyshawn says that he is not looking for any apologies.
Apologizing is going to change the fact that it happened and he's not been punished.
Unforgiveness.
And punishment in your mind is?
Him not having his job anymore.
Revenge. That's what it's all about. They hate you, white people, because of your weakness. They hate you because of your weakness. You brought the worst out of the blacks by being afraid of that word. The teacher did get his job back, but he said, I'll never ever do it again. And many students describe the teacher, Dawson, as the their favorite teacher. That's according to Wave 3. Their favorite teacher. Isn't that amazing? And you think that's bad. What would you do if a squatter were to move into your home? Would you move in with them? Would you pay them, try to pay them to get out? How would you handle that? Well, let's find out from this guy out of Chicago, ABC 7, Chicago. A Chicago man said that, he did the unthinkable, when he discovered alleged squatters in his property. He decided to move in with them. He moved in with the squatters. Watch this from ABC 7 Chicago.
Chicago man says he did the unthinkable when he discovered alleged squatters in his property. He decided to move in with them.
Marco Velasquez is the owner of this Southside property, which is on the market to be sold. He says his realtor came by with a potential buyer, but there was already people inside.
I couldn't believe it. It was like a nightmare.
Velasquez says a woman named Charmaine and her boyfriend Codero moved in, claiming they recently purchased the property. He says the couple showed police this mortgage document, but Cook County confirms they don't see this mortgage on record. Velasquez's realtor recorded this video as the couple explained to police they had a right to be there.
Y'all bogus right now. I listen, bro.
He says police told them under Illinois' current law, they couldn't remove anyone.
I said I'm not moving out, and I said at the one point they got to leave. They got to get tired of us being in the property. I called a couple of friends, stay overnight, and I knew they were not going to like that.
Black people are a mess, huh? Black people in this man's house. This is what has happened because you have not corrected them. They have only gotten worse. They were black. The squatter, the squatter didn't budge. And they ended up paying the squatters. Watch this.
So you're telling me that you and your friends came in and moved in with them?
Yes.
Velasquez says he, his wife, and their friends got a few air mattresses and spent the night with the alleged squatters.
We stayed in the living room. We were watching all the time the door. They stayed in one of the bedrooms.
The next morning, he says he realized they were not budging.
They're like, oh, well, we want $8,000.
Velasquez says they negotiated. He had the couple sign a cash for key agreement. And he paid them $4,300 to leave.
We wouldn't want to give them money, but we heard, you know, really bad stories about squatters taking over properties 6, 8, 10 months, even a year.
What kind of man can't throw a squatter out of his house? And they didn't have friends stay there. Well, how come you didn't get the other squares and threw those people out of your home? That made sense to me, right? $4,300 he paid those black people. It's all about the money. And now they know that people would do that. You think they're going to start with this one man? A Chicago man was informed that the squatters was tied to another case and is now working with detectives. Watch this.
Velasquez says weeks later, a CPD detective called them, informing them that one of the alleged squatters is the same woman accused of squatting in Marcia and Carlton Lee's home after leaving his property. In the Lee's case, Shermaine Powell Gillard was arrested and charged with burglary, forgery, obstructing identification, and criminal residential trespassing. In the meantime, Velasquez says he's working with a detective, and he hopes action is taken in his case, too.
I heard stories before about squatters. I never thought it was going to happen to me.
The accused squatter, Shermaine Powell Gillard, said claims that she is a squatter are false and unfounded and wrote, quote, innocent until proven guilty. We also reached out to her alleged boyfriend, Codero, but have not heard back. CPD did not confirm if they are currently investigating this new case, and no one has been arrested or charged in this case.
Amazing. Amazing, huh? Black people don't care. And y'all know that the world know black people have no care about themselves or anyone or anything. They are out of control. And not all, but most. Out of control. Not all, but most. Let me go to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse and James and crew.
Hey, Mays. Amazing.
But I don't see, have they ever did a DNA on a Neanderthal? I mean, they did a DNA on a Neanderthal. I want them to research and see what it's about.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
A Neanderthal. You know what that is?
No.
Well, they need to do the DNA and see who they're related to.
What is it?
You hear people calling gorillas and all this different stuff? Calling human beings gorillas and stuff. We need to see who the DNA traced to.
Oh, so you're saying that they need to do
research on the DNA of a Neanderthal.
On the blacks to see why they're that way?
No. You're trying to be funny, Jesse.
No, I don't understand where you're coming from.
When you hear somebody calling people gorillas and monkeys and different things like that, they need the DNA test that they did on the Neanderthal and see who it is related to. That's
so are you calling white people that?
I'm not calling nobody nothing. I said do the research and see where the DNA led, who it went to. And then the toilet seat people.
So hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. So are you calling white people Neanderthals?
No, I'm calling to the people that calling people gorillas and different things.
Who did that?
Oh, they do it in the chat room all the time.
Oh, I see. Oh, the chat room.
Yeah,
so you saw that word today in the chat room.
I see it all the time. What kind of people, gorillas and monkey gorillas, they need to see from what came out of the DNA test that they did.
Are you responding to William saying that?
He says it too.
He said that. William said people drag their knuckles.
No. And also about that, the part of that, that bra that you showed in the restaurant, I want you to go to Philadelphia, Golden Corral bra. Since you pulled up the one about the black people and tell me the difference between the two. But they was in there fighting over some meat, over some steak, because they ran out.
Oh, so there was a white fight in...
Yes, in Philadelphia. It's called Golden Corral Bra.
And so why is it necessary to see a white fight? Let me ask a question, mate. Why is it necessary to see a white fight in order to correct the black fight?
It's not correcting. It's showing the difference between the two. There is no difference. Since when you have the toilet seat, people sit up here and always want to point out what black people are doing.
Right.
But when your people are doing the same thing, but you don't want to see no picture of it because you're in denial. You want to expunge it, is what I keep saying. And when it comes to 70 years ago, if you would have said the word in your grandmother's house, you would have been had a hold your lips then.
Said what word?
In front of your face.
Said what word?
The word that you're saying is not important.
The N-word.
70 years ago.
The N-word.
Everybody don't use that word.
The N-word, Mace.
Yes.
When I was growing up, the N-word didn't even exist.
It did exist.
No, it didn't.
You wasn't using it.
What?
You were not using it. It existed.
I hadn't even heard it. That I remember.
Oh, yeah. Jesse. Ask your cousin. Maybe since you don't remember, they can help you out.
Did you hear that word growing up?
All the time.
And who did you hear it from?
Didn't nobody look like me.
What?
They didn't look like me.
Who did they look like?
The one that was using the word, the one that came up with the word. And then if like
you said the Mexicans were using it?
Yeah, Jesse, you can play you see now if you want to. But I'm saying you said 70 years ago.
Right.
70 years ago. You could not have freedom of speech, just like the lady talking about freedom of speech. So why couldn't Michael Jackson put in his song what he wanted to, and they wanted to punish him for it?
Why you say I can't have the freedom
And you and James cannot sit up on that freedom of speech and say word that's anti-Semitic, neither one of you.
Mace, you're talking about a lot of things, and you won't give me a chance.
You talking about the same thing? You said words don't matter.
You won't give me a chance to catch up.
I'm sorry. Catch up.
And so because I can't catch up to respond, we can't have a real conversation.
Oh, you know you're going to run. I'm listening. I'm letting you catch up. I just hope, can you and James sit there and say the word, anti-Semitic word? Can y'all sit there every day and say it just because it's freedom of speech?
Hold on, May. Hold on. Oh, have mercy. Let me take a break. Back in a moment, straight to your calls and super chats. The chat is now open on D-Li. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. Listen, folks, do what you want, but I highly recommend that you, as an individual, start working on your own life so that you can overcome the world. This is hell on earth, fighting over words, fighting over this and fighting over that. It's hell on earth, and there's no love in it. And this hell is coming through human beings. Hell dwells in human beings. But you can overcome, male or female, it doesn't matter. You don't have to live in that hell. Overcome your own hell, you can be free. Because human beings, because they are one with evil, they love inflicting pain on other human beings. Really. And this is why, not all blacks, of course, because a lot of blacks are starting to work on themselves. They are forgiving their mothers, and they are returning to their father. They just didn't know that the real problem was the resentment of their mothers, and it had nothing to do with white people at all, zero. It has nothing to do with the word racism or any kind of isms. Isn't that amazing? They have been lied to, and they didn't know it. And once they realize, you know what I do? I am angry. My mother did impose her will on me, turn me away from my father. And they forgive, and they realize, wow, it's always been a fake illusion about the white man. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up right after my show here at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. You don't want to miss it. He just had a good half for nothing. He's on fire. And then after that, at 11 a.m., brand new episode. You do not want to miss this one. Excuse me, the brand new episode of The Father State. Amazing conversation with David Silverman, and he's an atheist activist and formerly the president of the nonprofit organization, American Atheists. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm an atheist, okay? I live inside reality.
Why are you jealous of religion?
Believers have this peace of mind that I wish I had, man. And you're speaking from a level of supreme ignorance, Jesse.
I'm black and slow.
I'm not answering any more questions until you answer me. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You're lying.
Are you in control of your own life? Amazing, huh? You don't want to miss it today at 11 a.m. Telephone, telegraph, tell your mama. You don't want to miss that. Three ways of communication. All right. TheFatherState.tv at 11 a.m. You can become a member now of TheFatherState.tv right there on YouTube and Locals.com. So support us, all right? And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on fire. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. The American Anchor Baby, 12 noon Pacific time. And you're all invited to fellowship Sunday at 11 a.m. Sunday, 11 a.m. fellowship. 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, rebuildingtheman.com/church. If you're in the L.A. area, L.A. period, come on down. If not, you can watch it live online, and you can podcast, rebuildingtheman.com/church, and donate. Pay tithe. Support the Father State. We're doing a lot. And thanks to those who are helping us to help others. I want to, oh, and happy Mother's Day. Today is the last day for the special cameo.com/Destiny Peterson on Mother's Day. All right, so get them in. Time is going by fast. cameo.com/Destiny Peterson for any type of shout out, birthday shout out, congratulations, encouragement, whatever. Happy Mother's Day. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go quickly back to Mays. Mays. Hey, Mays.
You hear me?
I hear you now. What do you think about the fact that human beings fight each other, period?
I think human beings that fight each other, period. It shouldn't be showing one set of human beings fighting each other, not showing the other, because you're dividing when you just only show one group of people.
No, not by what you think about people. Showing it. What do you think about that human beings treat each other in the way that they do?
They're not godly. That's what's wrong with them.
And do you treat all people the way you would like to be treated?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right on, man.
If they toilet seat people. But I have another question for you. Now, Judge Denine, you said she'll make a good person to take that job.
Yeah, she's going to be the district judge of D.C., I believe.
I'm saying, but she was driving 100 miles an hour and drunk. So what should she do to people that drive it like she was doing?
When was she doing that?
Look it up. I don't like to say stuff. I want you to look up and see for yourself, because I don't like to tell people. I'm not a toilet seat person. Get it and don't have can't look
but
up
you
stuff
just said it, and you didn't give any proof that it's true or not.
All you got to do is look it up. It's in the record.
May, I ain't looking up something you said.
Well, I'm saying, if you don't, you're going to be like the toilet seat people.
So
just
then why did you say it if you don't have the proof?
I do have the proof.
What is it?
Look her name up, and it'll show you.
Where?
That's the proof that I have, and Jessica can see for herself.
And what does that have to do with her being a judge?
What do it have to do? Don't people go to jail for that?
What does that have to do with her?
And drunk? Don't they go to jail for that?
You said what now?
Apologize for it, but still.
What did you say?
You wrote the law.
You said she was hitting and drunk?
No, I said she was driving drunk.
She was
caught? Going 100 miles per hour, and she asked for forgiveness for doing it, but she should have been in jail.
And so what does that have to do with her being...
Shouldn't be over no judicial system for nothing.
Oh, she could?
Unless she's going to let all the drunks out of jail that's not had to pay a fine and go to jail and get their record expunged for doing what she did.
You said she will?
Maybe. Who knows?
Did
Maybe
you
drunk
say
is
she
going to
will?
Ride around not being dangerous.
Maze, did you
what?
Say that she will? Or maybe.
She probably will. Because look, all the drunks coming from Fox TV going into to the government, but they always screaming and hollering about government.
One last quick question, man, then I got to run. Is the Great White Hope doing an amazing job?
Oh, he ain't doing a great, amazing job.
What, did you hear that he made a deal with the U.K. concerning terror?
Look like the U.K. made a deal with him because he's got to give something to get something.
Maze.
Bad people don't do, people that's bad to think. What?
What,
what, Jesse?
Did you hear that he made a deal with the UK?
What was the deal?
The concern the tariff.
Yeah, I said, what was the deal?
I don't have that information, but I know they made a deal.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying. Let me look it up for myself, and then I get back with you and let you know what I think about it. How about
all
that?
All right.
And then the public.
Let me just tell you this. Time Union says she... She was taking it, going 119 miles, but no mention of her being drunk.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Where'd you get the fact that she was being drunk?
That's all right where I got it from. I knew that.
But her husband was stopped.
We're not talking about her husband. We're talking about her taking
her
the job.
Her husband was stopped with drunk driving in 2003, New York Post. Maybe you are confusing her with her husband.
No, I'm not confusing with nothing.
Maybe you are.
She wasn't going 120.
What?
Yes, she was going 100.
No, 119.
Well, 100, really.
But you gave bad information about her being drunk.
Oh, yes. But But anyway, Jesse,
No, you can't just brush your
car. You looked it up and you saw that part, but she was drunk at the time, too.
May, it doesn't say she was drunk.
Not drunk, she was intoxicated, Will.
What?
Same thing.
There was no mention of her
drinking.
May.
What?
I got to run. Thank you.
But she got it expunged if you don't see that part. I put it that way.
No.
And then,
there was no mention of her being drunk at all.
And since you were talking about school, What?
It was no mention of her being drunk. Where'd you get
that? Didn't I tell you it wasn't no dance barn stuff so you can't see it?
May, where'd you get that from?
The same place I got what you just read.
You gave out false information.
I gave out false nothing.
May, yes, you did.
What was she apologizing for?
May, you gave out for driving fast.
No, I did
if
not.
You apologize.
Don't even try.
So I
work.
Don't even know if you apologize or not because you
no,
said
you
she was drunk.
What year did it happen?
May, you said she was drunk and she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't.
That's why we call her the alcoholic.
May, she wasn't.
So Jesse, I have one. When you talk about public school, private school, and home school, what about the other school, boarding school? That's when people don't like their kids. They send them to boarding school because they don't have nothing to do with them. That's when they don't like their kids.
And they don't like them when they send them to public school. You're
and
right
public,
about it. But you're right about that.
Private school, the Catholic school, and all of those schools is just as good because America is not at the top anymore. Per capita, they're not at the top of nothing.
Thank you, Mace.
That's the reason why. Have a good one.
You too. Wow. No conversation there at all. Super chat.
Super chat.
I said nice.
Oh, amazing.
Jesus, thank you. We got it. Appreciate it. Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, biblical question?
Why should anything upset you at all?
He says they should not, as long that I am not in my thoughts about anything.
Thank you, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thanks.
And Ryan bought a coffee. Beware of the white liberals, a.k.a. snow monkeys.
What? Thank you.
Jermaine bought a coffee. Jesse, how can a man be born when he is old? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amazing. Never heard anything so profound.
Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP Cash App. New Pope and statue of a big black woman, Times Square.
I saw that. We didn't get to that today. We won't because of time. But that they got some fat, big old fat black woman standing in the middle of Times Square like a statue. And no one knows why. It's disgusting. But this is black excellent. This is what black call excellent. Making America black. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Blunt About It says, I recently forgave my mother and it didn't go well. Should I reach out for Mother's Day?
Not if you don't want to. Just don't be angry and move on with your life. If you're trying to cater to her, no. If you're doing it just because you want to do it, fine. But if you're doing it to make her feel bad or anything, or to make yourself feel better, that's not the right reason to do it. I recommend no, but do what you want. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, JLP, do you know Ain't Too Proud to Beg?
Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Don't you go. Ain't too proud to please, please, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl. Amazing. Thank you.
By the Temptations.
Yeah.
And thank you. Paola, sipping on some punchy coffee. Black, no sugar, no creamer. Happy Black Friday.
Amazing. Punchy coffee is so good. I have my own coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.com/shop. And by the way, if you want counseling, we have the best counseling service on heaven. On this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in, go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Make donations, too. We need your support. Don't have me have to ask. Ask all the time. You can make it at rebuildingaman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND. Thank you.
Aries, one gifted the can, shout out to the D-Live fam. Shouting
out
from pill.net/Jesse Lee Peterson to DLive.
Shout out from Pure to DLive, and shout out to Pure from DLive.
Wow.
From DLive.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Aries One. Corey says Supreme Court Justice Sotur is dead.
Is dead?
Yeah, he died at the tender age of 82. David Sotur. He was a George H.W. Bush appointee.
When did this happen?
Just today or yesterday.
Like right now?
It was breaking news early this morning.
So he dead?
Yeah, he died already.
May his soul rest in peace. Was he still the...
No, he retired Obama's first year.
Oh. I was about to say, now Trump can pick another.
I know. He retired and gave Obama a Supreme Court, a liberal Supreme Court justice, a woman probably.
Well, may his soul rest in peace. Yeah. Amazing.
Rest in peace, yeah. Sotur. S-O-U-T-E-R. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. Vincent says, hot take. Feminism has done detrimental damage to society. Complete removal of women's obligations and accountability, declining birth rates, and both sexes are more depressed than ever before.
I saw where some women, females are mad at the Pope or the Pope people because they didn't let the women be a part of picking the Pope or something like that. I'm like, go sit down. What a mess. Thank you.
Terrible. Blunt wit, biblical question.
Why should anything upset you at all?
Because anger is a vampire, not the Twilight kind. Good blade genre type. Happy Friday and get a job.
Amazing. Happy Friday. Thank you.
Thomas on Cash App. Repent and be baptized.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Aaron G., have you guys heard about the beautiful, incredible new monument in NYC? It's made in the image of a black woman.
What a fat, big old black image. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Ellie or Eli, have a great Friday, everyone.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it.
Sion. Good morning, all.
Hey, Sion.
Show Jesse Keisha on Black Friday, Hake. I'm sure he'll like her. He'll laugh. I shall send that over if and when I do remember Sion. Thank you.
Who is that? Keisha?
Keisha.
Okay. Thank you,
911 operator.
Oh, thank you.
It's a puppet. Eric bought 3 coffees. We don't control our life. It's the Spirit of God we serve that controls us, JLP.
There's not one person who is in control of his or her own life. It doesn't exist. You are not in control of anything. So why not just give up and let life happen? Really, it will happen, and it would be amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric Cesar. 3 coffees. Yesterday, I finally decided to die of the ego. Once and for all, wish me well, Jesse.
I wish you well. I really do. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Vincent says, Jesse, you got to read the Super Chats. That's why they cost money.
I know. We're trying to do it.
Eventually, we get to them.
Right. I'm doing my best to just kind of keep the show even key light. So thank you. You're right.
And on BitChute, Goat says, Jesse is my hero. Thanks for streaming here on BitChute.com.
Did you know that you're my hero? You're everything I ever wanted to be. I could fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. He says, love your work.
Go. Thanks for your support.
Yeah, Jesse is on BitChute, and now there's live streaming there.
I love BitChute.
BitChute.com.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, friendly reminder that this beta pope, who is just like his mama, is going to lecture us about my illegals from behind his fortified walls, where they will yeet you for trying to migrate there.
A beta pope. What?
Wow.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions on rumble.com.
You
got
to know how to rumble. Thank you, Pastor.
Elijah with a diamond. Public schools are not morally straight. He said a different word. Communist brainwash centers.
Anyone that sends their kids to a public school, you hate your children. any mother that sends the man's children to a mother to a public school, when you know you could be home raising, teaching them, educating them, you hate your children and you're on an ego trip. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim with a rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
Blatt's fighting in a bar with weaves and lashes and heels, clothes flying off. Happy Mother's Day, y'all.
Happy Mother's Day. What now?
Indeed. Thank you, Commander Kim. Anthony on Cash App. Many are starstruck about the Pope like a movie star.
I have never seen anything like that in my whole life. The Pope. The Pope. We're going to see if he's ticked or not, like that other Pope that did. He did. Amazing. Thank you.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Tweak. On
rest in peace, the dead Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Pilled.net, Tweak says, maybe people have a different lives than I did or from what I did. I have nothing to forgive my mother for. For a blind woman, she did absolutely amazing and raised one bad A soldier for God, he says, he or she says.
All right, it's up to you.
Thank you,
amazing.
Tweak.
I wish you well. Thank you.
Info gave a super chat, no message.
Thank you.
Someone, three coffees. Hey, Jesse. It's an American cartoon, and the main character does something honest and controversial. The people start to boo him. The main character says, your boos mean nothing to me. I have seen what you people cheer for. I was like, that was so deep. I thought only Christ could say that.
What the? Thank you. I got to stop there.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, I want to get to a couple calls before the end. Thank you all so much. I'm trying to keep it balanced. Thank you.
Indeed.
Let me go quickly to Josh out of Texas.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh. Hey, Josh.
Happy Black Friday, brother. Happy
Thank you.
Black Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, this has truly been epic, and we really do appreciate it to bring all the blacks to the table, the ignorant ones and the straightforward ones,
yeah.
The ignorant ones in place, man. So we really do appreciate it.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate it, Josh.
The problem with the blacks, because we always, and Maze is crazy for one, if you go video for video, if you go tell Maze dig up every white fight video that you can find, it won't even scratch the surface of all the black videos of these people just acting a fool in public,
yeah.
Attacking other races. If you look at these videos, the blacks are the victims, right? That's what's been painted to them. But in every video you see, they're attacking, and it's always a woman leading the way.
I noticed that, man. I don't know about always, but definitely most of the times.
If it's not a woman leading the way, it's a man that's been raised by a woman. All
right
the time.
On.
I'm Jesse. I'm
yeah.
with these. I'm in these schools. A lot of times these younger black kids, the younger male black kids, when a male figure approaches them, they don't know how to respond to that because they're dealing with their mama and their grandma. It's a boy in my son's class. We were at field day. All the kids go to the bathroom. He go to the bathroom. He sits down to pee because there's no man in the house to teach him how to pee. My son said he always does that.
Wow.
There's no man to teach him that.
That's amazing.
I never really thought about it until you actually look at it. And when you do approach a lot of these kids in an aggressive way or to correct them, they're mad at their mama because they don't have a daddy, and then they're mad at the daddy for not sticking around to deal with the mom.
Absolutely,
like,
man. 100%.
If you break it all down and you just get in and you divest in, all we have to do is, just like you say, Jesse, they need to return back to the Father. The Father that's on this earth, and men just need to speak up and silence the women. Look how crazy that white woman used the N-word, Jesse. They did a GoFundMe for her, and now black people mad that they did a GoFundMe for her. But when this kid killed somebody, killed another white man, y'all did a GoFundMe for him, but she's not entitled to that, and she needs to go to jail, and she needs to die.
Allegedly killed.
And it's black women leading the way with it.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Michelle Obama, look at her.
I know.
Complaining about, you were the president, the first lady of the United States, and you have a victim mentality of complaining that you had to pay money in the White House.
It's hard on a black woman in America. What a mess. Josh.
But those are some of the problems, and we ain't going to let up off of them this time.
Right on.
What do we got to lose, like Trump said?
That's right, man. Amazing way to end the show. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
No problem. Happy Black Friday, man. We love you. We on y'all black now. We ain't messed up off y'all now.
That's right. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat. Eli Jaw says, no one more sensitive than blacks, other than sometimes Jews. Well, he doesn't say sometimes. Thank you, Eli Jaw.
Thank you.
Marty, have a blessed weekend, everyone. Jesse and crew, much love to you guys.
Thank you.
Eli Jaw, whites are finally speaking up against J's and B's.
Amazing. It's too bad. I mean, not too, it's too bad. Took too long for white people to just speak up. That's all. Don't be angry. Just speak up, but don't be mad.
That's right. Yeah. Eli Jaw says MJ Michael Jackson so ashamed of being black he bleached his skin.
Looking at the man in the mirror. Amazing. Thank you.
Just DOGT rated the stream over on at YouTube. Nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Mark, happy Mother's Day to all the mamas. Return to the father.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Have fun, relax, enjoy, all right?
Roy bought a coffee. Jesse, the Pope chose the name Leroy. LOL, love you all. Southern skies. Jesse, there's a black crowd rising. Cinnamon, let's go home.
Cinnamon, there's a cloud rising. Let's go home. Cinnamon, there's a cloud rising. Let's go home. Can't you see that lightning striking? Can you see the hear that thunder rolling? Cinnamon, there's a cloud rising. Let's go home. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, for blacks are full of Nicaragua BS, bogus speech. Hypocrisy. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
R1, wait a minute. Hold up. Maze is amazing. I love Maza. Maza. Maze. A beautiful black woman with a strong opinion is a beautiful thing. LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew, Eli Jaw, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest. Appreciate you all.
Thank you all. And I appreciate it.
And I do believe that's all for now. And if it's not, we don't have time.
Amazing.
Get to you Monday.
I think we got to tomorrow, though. It feels that way.
Yeah.
And even though I don't want my feel that, I want my faith. The Hate Report coming up. Then brand new episode of The Father's Day. And then the Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby. See you at church on Sunday. Get on that path and work on you. You owe nothing to anyone but yourself. All right. Forgive your mothers, every human being. Forgive your father. You shall be forgiven and be free. Do the silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Bye. Silent prayer.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing.
You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, They overcome it just like that, out of one counselor session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson, for an excellent